أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. With regard to mort and death, there are different aspects according to the people's nature and their attitude. As mentioned yesterday, we are told that because of some difficulty, dunya's difficulty, whatever problem, any illness, financial problems, differences and fights in families, etc., a person for that should not desire for mort. And it comes in the hadith also that if a problem is really heavy on a person, then he should make this dua, Allahumma ahyini ma kanatil hayatu khayran li. Oh Allah, give me life as long as life is good for me. And if it is better for me to die, then let me die now. And this is all with regard to a person's disposition and his attitude towards mort. Ulama have written in detail about this as well. One is, for example, an atheist who doesn't believe in Allah, in Deen, in the Akhirat at all. Such a person, and many philosophers who are atheists, have written big books, volumes and volumes on death. And what it actually boils down to is that they've got a great hatred for death. They just don't want to even hear the word death, because according to them, there is nothing beyond death. Once you die, and all you lived for, and all you worked for, and all you accumulated, now all has to come to an end. And many times it just comes to a sudden end. You accumulated so much of the dunya, and you became so prominent, and you became so great in dunya, and maut is that thing that puts an end to it all immediately. So therefore, they have got a great hatred for death. They don't even want to hear about maut. Then we find amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims, but if our iman is very weak and we do believe in the Akhirat, but it is not to that extent that we prepare for the Akhirat. Still our object is this dunya, enjoyments of dunya, our houses, our travels, our cars, all the enjoyment. In fact, so much so that even sports becomes our objective in this dunya. All these things of this dunya, then such a person also dislikes death, and he doesn't want to die because death will put an end to all of that, and he won't have any desire for death. He will also dislike death. Then there is that person who is conscious of his deen, and he prepares, and he believes in Akhirat. He believes in the life of the year after, in Jannat and all the namats of Jannat. But still, this dunya has overtaken him more. He does his deen also, he practices on deen also, but still the love of dunya is more in him than what deen is. This person also dislikes maut, and he's afraid of maut, and he doesn't want to die. Then you have that person who has got the reality of life, and he knows we have come in this world not to live but to die. We have come in this world not to live it up in the dunya and enjoy in dunya, but we have come here to prepare for Akhirat. And he has also done accordingly. His life is that more in Akhirat, preparation for Akhirat. He has got also the ma'rifat of Allah. He knows the recognition of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is the fountain source of all beauty. So whatever beauty a person can think of, the greatest beauty is Allah Ta'ala. He knows also that Allah is the fountain source of all love. Everyone loves love and wants to be loved. And he knows Allah is the most loving, the most caring, the most kind. So he automatically wants to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most forgiving. When he knows this, then a desire in his heart comes to meet Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And he knows that maut is the only thing by which he can meet Allah Ta'ala. Actually meet Allah Ta'ala. In this world, we have a relationship with Allah according to our standard, strong or weak. But in Akhirat, we actually meet, and this person becomes eager to meet Allah Ta'ala. And he is prepared for that life. Such a person hasn't got any fear for death. He prefers death, and he wants to meet Allah Ta'ala, and he in fact loves death. And for him, for such a person to make dua for death is also 100% permissible. The ulama have written on condition that his love for Allah Ta'ala, for Akhirat, is so much that he becomes oblivious, unmindful of the benefits of dunya, that is, of making ibadat even, and making more tawbah and more ibadat. He becomes oblivious, he's so much overtaken in the love of Allah that he just sees Allah all the time, and he just wants to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is a very great stage. And the highest stage is that a person leaves this matter of dying solely in the hands of Allah. Ya Allah, when you feel it better for me to die, you take me away. As long as you want me to live, let me live. So that is tafweed. That though you have such a love for Allah, but still what Allah desires for you, you love that more than your own desire also. Your desire is really to meet Allah, to go into Akhirat Jannat and enjoy the pleasures of Jannat without having to work for it in the least but there. But you give preference to that also, to what Allah desires for you. So there are many other aspects also about maut. May Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding, and the really basically that we don't have this fear which has overtaken people. This is the work of Shaitan presently, that he has put this fear in people, that you are just going to die. If you when you get covered, you are going to die. A mu'min doesn't have that fear. Whatever Allah has meant for him will come. And he accepts it, and we make our tawbah, and when we know about Akhirat and the enjoyments of Akhirat, a person won't have that fear. In fact, he will be desirous to die and to go there. A person who's living in a little tin shanty, a person who is in a jail, and there is a beautiful big palace with all the enjoyments in it, nobody would prefer to stay in that jail or in that little tin shanty. Everyone will want to go to that palace. So really, this dunya is not even like a tent shanty, not even like a mud house, not even like a little thatched little grass house. It is nothing compared to Akhirah. But if we have that reality, we won't have this keen desire not to die and just to stay in this dunya, but we will want to go. And the best way to go is to go, is the only way is by maut, and the best way is shahadat, that a person gets shahadat. And a person who dies in a plague, in a pandemic, is also a shaheed. So he will in fact be covetous of it. He won't be frightened for covet, but he will be covetous and desirous for such a maut. May Allah grant us the reality of this, of life and the true things, and let us not be overtaken by the influence of the atheists of the world, who are putting fear in us and who are making the dunya look very beautiful and very nice, and we forget our real abode of Akhirat.